Mr. Chair, what we're doing now doesn't seem to be working. The Lanterman Petra Short Act, you know, to say that it's successful, I would just say go outside. Go to Skid Row in LA. Look at the data. It's not working. We have people, I've toured some incredible homeless shelters, San Antonio's Haven for Hope. And even there, they had to set up a courtyard so people could put up their tents. They refused to go into the buildings and sit and sleep in the cots. Just had staff tour a facility in the Yolo Sutter area just last week. Same thing. You know, most of them, they didn't want to stay in the buildings. So we have people that we need to help. And you've seen Cal Matters do a rather exhaustive series of articles on mental health and where we should be going. And I think this falls into where we should be going. I think the definition is fine. So I apologize for, well, I shouldn't apologize, but I respectfully disagree. I think the definition is fine, and we worked on it, and it's something that is optional. This is something that is optional, just like Laura's Law is optional. And so with that, Mr. Chair, people will still have psychotic episodes, and a 72-hour hold isn't going to cut it. And you're a physician, so you know what this is about. You know our emergency rooms can't handle these individuals, and they don't have the space to hold them for 3 or 4 or 5 days. So we've got to work in tandem to do everything, because this audit, which I support, and I'm looking forward to the results, but it's in April, and that's past the deadline to do something for this year. And we've got to be working together for this, you know, this issue for the parents. I mean, these parents come in, the kids are over 18, they can't do anything anymore. Even HIPAA laws are preventing them from finding what the diagnosis is to even help their kids. And they can't file domestic violence orders, you know, with the sheriff, because then they can't talk to their child for 2 years. I mean, it's just everything is whacked. And yes, I can't do a bill that fixes everything in one shot. But if helping people with severe mental illness, getting the appropriate treatment, getting them off the streets, I think that's the humane thing to do. And that's why I think this bill is worth your vote. Thank you, Mr. Chair.